but she didn't want the neighbors to know she has no, like, a bread to make. So what she used to do is, let the tana burn. People see the smoke coming out of the chimney. They thought she's baking lechem. But really, she just did it because she had nothing to eat, because she was kasufa. All right, we'll stop here.
You were holding Daf Chof Hei, Omer Aleph. Just thought just the last line of the last Omer of Chof Dal Omer Beis. Again, we're in the middle of Maisa B'chanina Ben Doisa. So the Gemara says that he was very poor. And the Gemara says that Kol Olam Kuloi was Nizin B'shvil Chanina B'ni, V'chanina B'ni Daya V'kav Charuvim Mi'era Shabbos De'era Shabbos. He was able to satisfy himself with just a little bit boxam, where because of his chusim, the whole world lived. Now the Gemara says, have a regila devei suya lemichma tanura kol mala de shabbata. Every Erev Shabbos, his wife used to heat up the oven, v'shadya akterosa, and she would throw inside the oven this k'teres. Rashi says davar shemal oshen, something that makes it smoke come out of the oven. Why? Mishum k'sufa, because she was very embarrassed from her neighbors. In other words, they had nothing to eat. She had nothing really to bake. Everybody else was busy baking their challah on Friday. So in order that she shouldn't be embarrassed from her neighbors, she also used to just like burn wood in the oven and let the smoke come up. The people should think at least that she's busy baking. Gemara says, "Heavy law hath shiba v'sam bishta." She had one very bad neighbor, Omra. So the neighbor wanted to bother her and said, "Michti, you're down to the last lehuvalei midi. I know she has nothing. My kuli hai." Like this bad neighbor saw that Rechnina ben Doisa's wife oven was making smoke, so she thought to herself, what kind of smoke? What is she busy baking? What is she using her oven for? So, Ozlo v'torfa v'ova, she went and she knocked on the door, like to embarrass her, to see exactly what she's doing there. Is ichtufo, so his wife got embarrassed, v'ayla liyem derunya, and she went inside the inner room, fortunate to hide herself, not to have to see this lady. It says, Ava, so the lady didn't care, by says, nobody answered the door, she walked in herself, and she looked at the oven. Is Isavid La Nisa, and this happened, a miracle. The Chazil Litanura Malaya Lachma, that though oven was full of bread, the Agna Malaya Lisha, and the bowl that you make the dough in was full of dough. Is Omrlo, so this bad lady said now to the wife, Palnisa, Palnisa, like a lady, I see Masa, bring your stick, your shovel, the Kochorach Lachmucha, your bread is like burning. In other words, bring the special shovel you use to take off the bread from the oven. Is Omrlo, so she told to her, the wife of Rabbi Chanina. The wife of Rabbi Chanina told this bad lady, Afano lahochi ayla, like she said, that's the reason why it was inside for. I was inside to get the shovel, as if to say, nothing is wrong, there's nothing new here. And Tana, it was learned, Afi lahovi marda nichna, so Shitaka really went inside to get the shovel. Mifneshem lumedes benisim, because the wife of Chanina ben Doisa was rogel, was muledes, she was used to seeing miracles. And the Mashor says the Pshat is really like, why in the world did she have the shovel in the house altogether? Like, since she never baked, she never had any money, she never had any food there, she didn't have any dough, so why did she have the shovel? So that's the Gemara saying, she had the shovel in the house because she was rugged with Nisim. That it happened a few times already, Nisim like this, that the oven was full of bread. So she had the shovel in the house. So now his wife, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa's wife, said to him, Ad emes nezov and inspiring kulihai. Till how long are we going to go and like be so poor in this world? Is omalah, so he said to his wife, Ma nevid, what do you want me to do? So boy rachme denezov lechomidi. So his wife said to Bechnina ben Doisa, like daven to Hashem, Hashem should give you something. So boy rachme, he listened to his wife and he daven to Hashem, and yotetzah came in pisas yad. There was like a hand coming, sticking out, like a malach came. And the malach, the hand, gave to Chanina ben Doisa one leg of a table, to the hava made out of gold. So Poshita became very rich now. They had a golden leg, and they became very rich. He saw in his dream that night that Asidi tzadiki diachli apturah to the hava. He saw in his dream that in Olam Haba, the tzadikim sit and eat on tables that have the islay plus a karya, that has three legs on the table. That's the way the tzaddikim sit and eat in Gan Eden. But he saw that his own table, Chanina ben Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa's table was aptura de trekarya, only had two legs on it. In other words, that the leg he's supposed to have in Olam Haba, that's the leg they gave him right now. So Omar lo, he said to his wife, Nichalucho de Mechol, Achli Kuli Alma Aptura de Mishdemashlin. Are you going to be happy, satisfied the fact that Lost Lovoy, that in Gan Eden, everybody else is going to be sitting and eating on a table that's a complete table? The Anan Aptura de Meches de Machzer. And we're going to be sitting on a table that's missing. We're going to have only a two-leg table. Are you happy with that? So Amrullah, she answered back. Amrullah, she said, Oma never, like, what should I do? What can I do about this? So Boi Rachme, she said like this, daven back to Hashem, to Nishkalinu, that Hashem should take back this golden leg from us. Minoch. So Boi Rachme, he daven to Hashem, Meshaklu, and Hashem Taka took it back. And Tonya was learned that Godol Hoya Nes Achroin Yoisim in Orishin. The last Nes was greater than the first Nes. The fact that Hashem took it back was greater than the fact that Hashem gave it. The Gemira, because we learned, the Meva Yoivi Mishkalo Shokli. Usually the klal is that Hashem gives, but Hashem doesn't take back. And here Hashem took back, that was a bigger Nes. Yeah, the Gemara says, Vaita, that Chad Beishim happened once like Bein Hashmoshes. Rashi says it means on Erev Shabbos. Chaz Yolabrate de Hevesatziva. He saw his daughter that she was like upset. She was at Siva, she wasn't happy. Is Omolo, so he said to Abiti, Lamai at Siva, like, how come you're not feeling well? What happened? How come you're in a bad mood? Is Omrole, she said to him, that Kli Shel Chaimitz, Nischalafli, the Kli Shel Shemin. Like she was making when she was preparing the Neiris, the lights for Shabbos, instead of putting oil into the candlesticks, she put the vinegar in. Vidlakti Mimenu Orla Shabbos, now lit the ready the lights for Shabbos. From vinegar. So she felt very bad. The mustama's not going to burn. It's not going to light. Is Omalo. So Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa said back to her. Famous Gemara. Biti, my daughter. Ma'ich b'slucho. What's the difference? Misha Omalo Shemin v'yadlik. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that says to Shemin, to oil, that it should burn. Hu yoymel l'choymetz v'yadlik. He'll also say to vinegar, it could also burn. In other words, at his madrega, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, everything that happened, like he saw clearly, it was through Hashem. He saw the Nisim, he saw Hashem as the one that's doing it. So for Hashem, there's no difference whether oil burns or whether vinegar burns. In other words, really, there's a Ramban like this that says in Chumash that everything, there's no such thing as Teva. Everything is a Nes. Everything is really a miracle. And really, we say in Davening, V'yal Nisecha Shebechol Yemimonu. Just the thing is, certain things happen so often, it looks to us like Teva, it looks normal. But really, everything is a Nes. And the Chanina ben Doisa, he realized that every single thing is a Nes, comes from Hashem. So if you're that Madrega, there's no difference to Hashem, whether the Shemen lights or whether the vinegar lights. It's the same thing you're seeing clearly, it's Hashem that's making it light. Tonen, it was learned about this Maisa, Hoyudelek Vahila Kolayem Kuloi. These lights were lighting, that when his daughter now lit with the vinegar, it lit the whole Shabbos. Not only the whole night, even the whole daytime, and it was still lighting by the time for Abdullah, they used it for Abdullah also. He had some goats. So people said, you should know your goats are damaging us. Like, get rid of them. Is Omar, he said like this. If it's true that you're saying that my goats are damaging you, let the bears eat them up. V'loy, but if they're not damaging you, like really they weren't damaging them, is kochad v'chad teisi l'urta, let each one of my goats come back at night, duva v'karnai, let each one have a bear stuck into its horn. And l'urta, that's what happened. That night, I say kochad v'chad, each one of the izim of the goats came back, duva v'karnai, had a bear stuck into its horn. As if to show that Chanina ben Doisa's izim, his goats were not ruining anybody else's property. He had a certain neighbor, she was building a house, and the beams they wanted to use for the roof weren't long enough. It didn't reach. They came in front of Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. I build a house, but the beams I have are not long enough to reach, to go across, to make a roof out of it. So Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa said to her, mashmecho, what's your name? My name is Ikoi. Is Omar, so he said, Ikoi nimti kushurecho. Let your beams reach the walls to build a house with it. and Tanya was learned that Hegiyoi, the beams like extended and reached Achiyotso Amalakan Viyamalakan. It overlapped an Amor on each side. That's how long the beams became. Some say Sanifin or Suyim. Sanifin means like other pieces of wood became attached to it. That's how it extended. Tanya Plimi Yoyim. Plimi said, Ani Reisi Yoisi Abayis. I saw that house. For Yekaroisav Yoitsis Amalakan Viyamalakan. And the beams were extending an Amor on each side. That's how long it was. The Omruli, and they told me that by is there, this house, Shekira was roofed, the roof was put on by Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa b'tfilosei. With his davening, that's how it happened. That's what people used to say about this house. Fred Gemara now, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa mehechen ever le'izim. The mice before was he had these goats, like he was so poor. For the Gemara only heavy, he was so poor, how did he own these goats? The Yard, another kasher is Omer Chachom, we learned, that ein magadlin behem adak of Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to raise a behemah daka in Eretz Yisrael. So how come he was able to raise? This is called a behemah daka, a small animal. Omer Pinchas, Maisa, a story was like this. That we all our order mechad al Pesach Beisoy. A man passed by his house once. V'heniach shom tanagolim. And he left outside the Chlina ben Doisa's house. He left outside there some chickens. Omer Tzosin Ishtar shom Chlina ben Doisa. And his wife found it. V'yomaloh, he told him, al toichli mi beit sayim. Don't eat from the eggs. For here, bull baits him and it multiplied. It had a lot of eggs. In other words, it's not ours. We have to give it back. Don't eat it from it. Vaito v'tanagolim. For here, bull baits him v'tanagolim. There were a lot of eggs and a lot of chickens, hens. For your mitzara noisim, it was very hard to keep them all. So what they did was the mochron, they sold them v'karnab b'demayim izim, and they bought with the money izim goats. Like in the meantime, until the person will come back to take it. So that was the Maisa, how he got his goats. Now, Pamachas, what happened that over Oisai Odom, that person, Shaovdu Mimenu Atanagurlim, that a while ago left his chickens, his hens there, the Omer, he was saying now, Lechavera to his friend, that Pekan Hinachti Hatanagurlim Shali, this is the place where I left, like a while ago, my chickens. Is Shamu Rabbi Chanina heard this, is Omullah, he told to the person, Yeshtachov Hem Simon, do you have a sign? Do you have a Simon to prove it? That they were your chickens. Omalo, he said, Hain, yes. Nosan lo Simon gave him a sign, but not less easy, and let him take home the goats. For Hain, easy, these were the goats, the Yaisi Dubi Bekanayu, that the nest happened before, that they came back at night with the bears stuck into the horns as if to show that they weren't be mazik the other people's fields. Rabbi Elazar ben Pados, the Chikolei Milsi, was also very poor, Tuva very much. Is Ovad Milsa, he once had a bloodletting for Loihevele Midilimitim. He didn't have anything to eat afterwards. And it's not healthy, he's supposed to eat something afterwards. So Shoka brought the tumor. What he took was like the shell, the outside piece of a shum of a garlic. Vishadi Mapume put into his mouth, Kholishli Boyi, his heart became faint. Vinimini went to sleep. Ozu Rabbonu Lashule Beisar, Rabbonu went to visit him. Chazyu, they saw him, the Kobochi, he was like laughing. V'chayich, and he was crying, v'chayich and laughing. V'nofik tzutzisa denurum yafusa. And there was a light, a spark of light coming out from his forehead. Eskiyisasa, when he woke up, Ormula, they told him, they asked him, my time of Kobochi is v'chayichis, how come you were crying and how come you were laughing? Ormulu, he told him, they have a Yosef im Yakorish Brochu. A Kodesh Brochu was sitting down next to me. V'amrili, and he said to me, to Rebbe Lezer ben Pados. V'amrili, and I said to Hashem, Ademosai Yitzar b'hayamo. Like, how much longer am I going to have to live and have tzar, have pain to live through this world? Because he was very poor. He didn't have anything. V'amrili, so Hashem said, Elozer b'ni, Nichalucho di'avchil yalmo. Do you want me to turn over the world? Meiresha from the beginning? And if so, maybe then, the misyaldis b'shosa the mizaini. Maybe you'll be born then in a good mazel, and you'll have a good mazel, you'll have then food, maybe then you'll be born at the right time to have a good life. Is Amri, so Elazar said, Amri lekamei, kuli hai, all this you want to do, turn over the world, the efsher, and it's only maybe I'll have a good life. It's not kedai. Is Amri lei, so he said to Hashem, techayit fei dechayino. Like, did I live longer, like, however old he was now, he asked Hashem, like, did I live most of my life, or do I have more to live than I lived so far? Is Omulei Dechayis, yes, you lived most of your life already. Amri lekamei, so he said back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if so, levina, like you don't have to turn over the world to start over again, if I live most of my life already, let me finish it off already. So, Omali, he said to me, as Hashem said back to me, Pahayakra, with the reward, the Amrit, levina, that you said, like, you're not going to be my trich, you're not going to bother me to turn over the whole world to start over again. I'll give you an Elam Abom, Tleiser Naharosa, 13 like rivers, Demoshka Afarsimim, that are flowing with Afarsimim, the type of smelling, like a perfume, Afarsim, the special type of an oil that smells, the Dochen is pure, Kipras Uvediglis. It's as pure as the rivers of Pras and Diglis. That's what you get back for your scar. And the Magnus Bull, these things you'll be able to enjoy. These things will be very enjoyable. You'll be able to enjoy them. Is Amr lekamei, so I said back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, hi, v'suloi, as long as I get back is just this. Like Rashi says, v'einato noisen l'dvor macher, margin, aren't you going to give me other things also, like just this? Omalei ulechavruch ma'yehivna, like you saw, what am I going to give back to Yechavrim? So Amr lei, he said back to him, "Vianom migavrad les levinon." They're like, "Do I want from somebody that doesn't deserve anything?" In other words, like a people that deserve, Masamla get more than just one thing. I call upon him. You know exactly what this means. You know it's hard to understand. But I call upon him, "Mechayin biaskutlo apusiet." Kosh Baruch Hu snapped his fingers by his forehead. The Omali, and he said like this, "Elozer bri, my son Eliezer." Giri b'cho giri, like I'm throwing through you arrows. Rashi says it's like a lashon chiba, like Hashem loves Eliezer b'ni, Eliezer ben Pados. That was the mice, Eliezer ben Pados. That's why they saw the lightning, like this light, come out from his forehead. It was like Hashem clapping his hands there. Part the Rabbi Chomo Bar Chanina, the less lay Rabbi Chomo Bar Chanina, Goza Tanisi. Once was going with Tanis, there wasn't rain that year. Even after they fasted, the rain didn't come down. They said to Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi goes at Tanisa. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi also once made a gzeirah that people should fast. The Yosem Mitzrayim, when they fasted, it did come down. So Amalu, Rabbi Chama answered back, "Ko ano, like what do you want? I'm Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. Hor ba'al avoy, he's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi." Amalu, so he said to them, let's all get together and really have kavon and really daven good. Maybe like I'll break everybody's heart, there is to machnir them, to make them really daven with kavona. The Yossi Mitra and rain will come. Is boy in Rachman, they pray to Hashem, lo Yossi Mitra, still the rain didn't come down. Do you want the rain to come down because of us? Yes. Is almost, he said like this, Rikia, Rikia. You like Shemayim. Kise ponecha, cover up your face. In other words, make clouds that it should start raining. Lo yichsi, didn't listen, the clouds still didn't come. Oma kama azin pnei rikiyah. How azin, how like chutzpedik, the face of the Shemayim is. Ichsi, and then taket got covered up. V'yosim, it got covered up with clouds. V'yosim mitra, then the rain came down. Levi goza tanisa. Levi also once in his times rain didn't come down. He was gezer tainis. The rain still didn't come down. Omalofonavi said, "Ribbono shel olam." All this v'yashavta b'morim. Like you are Kodesh Baruch Hu, you went up to Shemayim, living up there. V'yeinata merachim al b'nechi, not have enough rachmonos, enough mercy on your children. And that's the way Levi spoke to Hashem. Is right away also mitra, true, the rain came down, Hashem listened to him, but the Italy also became lame, like something happened to Levi. And Amar Rav Lezer, li'olam al yatiach odom dvorim kalpe malat. Not nice for a person to talk this way towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sherei odom godol, a great person, yatiach dvorim kalpe malat. He taka spoke this way, like Levi spoke, like it wasn't so nice, like to tell Hashem, you're really upstairs, you don't have rachmonas on us. Like they speak like that to Hashem is not so nice. V'yitle, and because of that he became lame. Omani, who is this great person, Levi? For the Gemara of Ahor Gomel, is it true that this is what caused it? V'olevi achva kido kaima de Rebbe. Once Levi was showing Rebbe how to do a kido. Rashi said that means that he put his thumbs down on the ground and he like bent over and was kissing the ground. His feet were standing up straight and he bent all the way over. V'yitle, from that he became lame. is empty Gemara. Hovah gormalei. True, these two things caused it. Rabbi Chiya bar Lulaino shaminu lahanachanoni. He heard these two clouds, the Kamri, they were talking like this. Neisiv neisiv maya ba'amunu mayiv. Let's go and we'll give down our rain, our water, we'll give it to Amon and Moyev. So when Rabbi Chiya bar Lulina heard this, he said, O Malafonov, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kishenosat, the Torah Liyamcha Yisrael, when he gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, Chorzartu HaKol Umay Yisraelim, you went around to all the other nations, V'loi Kiblu, they did not accept the Torah. V'yachshev, and now, Atenoysim Lehemotar, how come now you're giving rain to Amon and Moyev? Shodi Hocha, rather let the rain come down right over here in Eretz Yisrael. And the Maisuwa Shadyu Aduchtayev and Echnami. The rain, the clouds send down the rain right here in its place in Eretz Yisrael. Dorish Rabbi Chiya Balulaina. Rabbi Chiya Balulaina darshan the posik that says, Maidvichsiv, what's pshan this posik? That says, Tzadik HaToma Yifruch. Or Tzadik should multiply like a toma, like a palm tree. And Keres Balvonim Yishkit should grow tall like a cedar tree. Mer Imnema Toma Loma Nemer Erez. What does it say two things, like a palm tree and like a cedar tree? Look, each one alone should be enough. What does it say two for? So it must say like this. Ilu nema tomer, what is it like a palm tree? Vuloi nema eras in the winter, said like a cedar tree. Hayisi oimer, I would have said, ma tomer, just like a palm tree, looks like a palm tree, and gaza machlof. If you cut it down, it doesn't grow up again. The Rashi says, maybe it's